Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. Last night was the NBA draft. B-Mitch played good golf yesterday. I drove to Alexandria this morning. Hello, everyone.
What's up, brother? I got one thing to ask.
Oh, let's go.
One thing to ask. I'm gonna kick it off.
B's right. Coming in hot. I can feel it.
What I despise fake hype. Okay.
Okay.
Last night, Cooper Flagg was drafted number one.
Yes.
Let me ask you one question. Who the hell didn't know that was going to happen? So all these breaking news. It wasn't breaking news. We've been knowing that since they got the damn first pick. So we got to get over that a little bit sometimes.
How about, I noticed it more, even worse. What I thought was even worse. Game 7, Halabuckets shreds his Achilles.
Uh-huh.
We all saw it.
Yeah.
The next day and 2 days later, breaking news, Tyrese Halliburton tore his Achilles. Like, it happened. We saw it.
Listen, just like you can't say everybody is great, everybody is fantastic, let's stop making everything breaking news because it's not. Cooper Flagg was going to Dallas the moment the Dallas got the number one pick.
Whoever got number one.
We all knew that.
Right.
Let's get over that breaking. Listen, if they had, let's say in the NFL draft, if Shedeur Sanders had gone number one, that was breaking news.
Yeah.
Okay? But don't tell me breaking news when I already know he was going there. They already probably had a contract figured out and done. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Let's get over that. I'm not talking about just people. I'm talking about major news outlets. That is not breaking news, dog.
Now, one thing that's different, like if you get updates from like, pick the outlet, the Wall Street Journal, right? Maybe to the people that don't really pay attention to sports.
These are all sports people. And I'm just trying not to say the names because I like people that work for the places and all that. Okay. So what I'm going to say, if you were one of the entities who put out breaking news when Cooper Flagg was drafted, don't do that ish again because it's the dumbest thing in the world.
Be getting started on a Bleep You Thursday.
God. I saw that. I'm like, what? So, yeah, you see breaking news, you go for it.
Right.
I'm like, what?
The draft really had zero surprises until maybe, I think it's a marginal surprise, but when Ace Bailey went fifth, right? Because some people thought Trey Johnson would go fifth. It to go Flag, Harper, Edgecombe, Knipple was what every mock draft I ever saw that wasn't just trying to content farm, engagement farm. That's what they all said.
What I loved about it is Ace Bailey, everyone was knocking him because he didn't work out this, that, and the other. Utah said, to hell with all of that. This kid, he is probably the best athlete in the whole damn draft, to be honest with you. He's a playmaker. He's a shot maker. He hits the most difficult shots out there. So he could end up being as good as any out there. But other people start worrying about the little things that people outside of the sport worry about. If he can play, he can play. And the young lady, I forgot her name, was on the set last night with Big Kendrick and all them.
Dude,
she said
that was some bad coverage.
Well, bad coverage, but this was some great points. She said, you've seen this guy play all this time. and you're going to make your decision based off if you go hang out with them for 1 hour doing a workout, or if you talk to them for 2 minutes, she said, it makes no sense. If you've seen this guy for these years playing, and he's been that guy that you think he is, why change your mind off of a non-workout?
Yeah.
It makes no sense to me.
Here's where I'm at with Ace Bailey. I wasn't sure about him, and then I kind of talked myself into him over the last 3-4 days because I thought the Wiz were going to get him.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's out of my mind, and I'm all in on Trey Johnson.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in on Trey Johnson, but the thing about it is, he was out of your mind because there were report after report. He won't work out with this. He won't this. People, like, they find somebody every year to mess with.
You know where honestly, I don't care. I listened to an interview with his college coach, the Rutgers coach, and he's like, this kid played hard every night. Just watch the
He played both ends of the court.
B, you know my rule with the NFL draft, which I know the process far more familiar, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, whatever... Whatever I thought at the end of the college football season is what I remind myself of the week leading up to the draft. Because everything that happens in between is just noise.
Yeah.
And with basketball, I kind of try to operate in a similar vein. But my question with Bailey and Harper to some capacity, you got two top five picks and you went under 500 and missed the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
70 teams make the tournament.
Yeah.
Like, to me, one of them.
You got to be two top five picks, but you got
70 teams.
But you have nothing else.
They lost to Kennesaw State.
Yeah.
That was my question.
But see, the thing about basketball is individuality is what goes. And if you can ball individually, you're great for basketball. I just think that, you know, I try my best not to allow some mindsets to affect what I know. What I know about sports, what I know about people. And I see a lot of times we get these people want to write stuff and want to have these narratives about things when it really makes no sense. And when you talk to people inside the sport and people that are around basketball, they lose their mind over certain people. So when I heard some basketball guys discussing Ace Bailey, I stopped listening to what the newspaper were writing.
Well, here's where I'm at. I no longer care about Ace Bailey.
Hey.
Good luck in Utah, dog. All in on
Trey
Johnson.
He's going to Utah. He got a good coach. He's going to be around some people that work their butts off. He may end up being one of the best. We'll find out.
Godspeed. Good luck. Here's what I read last night and this morning that I'm in on.
Jeff, you know what I care about? I care about this stream as much as I care about what you just said in my ear. Come on. Let's keep moving.
I read this morning from David Aldridge.
Uh-huh.
I consider David Aldridge as A-plus as it gets as far as sports reporting, and then like triple A-plus when it comes to the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
The Wizards got gut punched. The Wizards got punched in the gut in the lottery last month. Wednesday's first round brought at least some solace with the best shooter available in the draft,
mm-hmm.
Texas freshman Trey Johnson at 6. Any team could use a scorer like him.
Yep.
In.
And I like him because he's a pure shooter. And I also like the fact that the man said, you know, it's hot out there. I'm wearing some shorts with my damn suit.
That was something.
that was new.
But
that
you know what? I'm an optimist. I'm in on Trey Johnson.
I'm with it.
He's different, and that's great.
You know what? I think it would have looked a little more stylish if the socks were actually black.
Hey, yo, White Brian had a great point yesterday.
White Brian called Trey Johnson pick, and he called him being rookie of the year.
Yeah.
So,
shout out
to White Brian.
We'll find out about that.
Like, he couldn't come to work today. Clearly, the meth got him. But
now he went back to Vermont.
To where?
Vermont.
That seems like a good place
for
White Brian.
The dude is from Philadelphia, right?
Bro, we don't know where he's from. We don't know what team he's
in Vermont.
The hell is he doing in Vermont?
Would you be shocked if Rose is just a myth? Like, he's not actually married.
Oh, what was the man Ty Tayo?
Yeah, dude.
Then he could be lying to us.
Yo, if White Brian lived in a storage pod, would you be shocked?
Nope.
Like if his whole life was a lie.
No, if he was like, what was it in Atlanta when people were standing in the back of those
the U-Haul
trucks and stuff.
White Brian
just travels all over the place.
A lot of us got sucked into the Ace Bailey noise. Neil Greenberg was with us yesterday. He said everybody says he's going to fall. Probably means he goes top five.
Yep.
Greenberg was correct.
I love you, man. Thank you.
The stat I care about above all now.
Huh?
Trey Johnson shot 40% from three.
Yeah.
It's a make-or-miss league in the NBA.
Oh, yeah.
The Wiz needs somebody that can fill it up. What will help Bub is if there's just a sweet shooting guard next to him. I'm in on this. I'm in on this.
Uh-huh.
The only thing that I I didn't love. As soon as Ace went at five, pretty much because I had talked myself into Ace, I was like, Trey, go quick. Nothing to see here. Let's do this.
Mm-hmm.
They did it. I'm good. So then they have pick 18. You know who was an absolute assassin during the NCAA tournament?
Who?
Just an absolute killer. Walter Clayton. The kid from Florida.
Yeah. That he was.
He could not miss. Like,
yeah.
And he was like, I don't want to exaggerate too much, but like the way he was able to, if he got like a quarter of an inch, he was pulling up on you.
Uh-huh.
And it was the way he played. And when the Wizards drafted him 18th, I was like, hell yes. I was in. I was like, you know what you can't have enough of? Shooting. Just get more shooters. And then they traded him.
JP, can I say something?
Fire away, Bennett. Have you met Brian, by the way? Because he asked who you were.
Hey, Brian.
What up, Bennett? I'm not in it.
So, I told him you're 23 and have had a girlfriend for 2.5 years.
And that is, yes, that is true.
Okay.
Yeah. So I went to Florida, graduated in 2024.
Terrific.
Covered Walt. So it was just like, it was kind of devastating to see him go, but I understand the move. But you're right, JP. He is a dog.
He was a high school football player that wanted to play basketball. He got football offers, right? But he wanted to play basketball so bad. He ended up at Iona with Patino and then was able to transfer back home to Florida.
When the kid that went...
It doesn't matter. He ain't coming here, but damn, I was fired up for 45 seconds till Shams came on and was like, actually, they're trading that to Utah for a bunch of seconds.
But then, what was the kid that... He played basketball, football, and baseball. The kid went 7th, I think.
I'll take your word for it. Yeah. There were some names last night I was not familiar with.
Yeah, normally in a basketball draft, you're not familiar because they come from other countries most times.
At some point, maybe we just open the phones on this because the coverage was so god-awful. I don't know how much of it you watched, B. Yo, did you hear what ESPN did for the Blazers pick at 11?
Mm-mm.
The Blazers picked a dude named Cedric Coward from Washington State.
Mm-hmm.
And I listened to a podcast about that kid. That kid is a dog. He's a hard-ass working player. ESPN announced with the 11th pick, the Portland Trail Blazers have selected Colin Cowherd. Like, see if you can track that audio down, Jeff. So then Colin Cowherd.
His name is Cedric Coward?
Yo, and then Cowherd just leans into it, starts making fun of him, starts posting pictures of himself in a Blazers jersey and stuff. I'd also like to see if we could book Drab. The wildest pick of the night, B, was I think the Blazers, again, drafted this dude from China, Yang Hansen.
Yang Hansen. How tall is Yang?
He's tall. He's big. He's a unit.
No, it really is.
He was sitting in the crowd, though. He wasn't invited. He was in the crowd and then had to walk down from the crowd to shake Adam Silver's hand. Like, he had to, like, jump over the railing.
But the thing that...
Of which one? Coward? All right. Let's start with... Yo, we're excited about Trey Johnson. I was like... Yeah. That's... No, I want her saying Colin Coward. All right. Just let me preface what we're about to hear with the Trailblazers selecting a player by the name of Cedric Coward. All right, Jeff, hit it.
So the Portland Trailblazers select Colin Coward here. This is a young man.
They didn't even say Colin Cowherd. They say Coward.
Her to double down and say this is a young man.
I mean, that's...
Well, Colin Coward was young at one time.
We were all young at one
that
point.
That is so crazy.
I was really, when they got Johnson, who's the best shooter, according to DA, and he's young and who knows what he can grow into. And then I thought they added Clayton and I was like, oh my God, they're just going to shoot the lights out. Mm-hmm. I was all in. Then Bennett, you said you understand the move. So this guy, Will Riley, is a much bigger guard from Illinois. Whereas Clayton's kind of small. So the Wiz traded back 3 picks with Utah. That apparently was the guy they wanted anyway. This kid, Will Riley, who's another freshman guard. These guys are all so incredibly mm-hmm. young. You said you liked that move?
Just because aren't we, like, very crowded with guards already?
Yeah, but they drafted another guard.
I thought he was a wing, more of a wing. He's going to play on the the wing more.
This will. I mean, he's 6'8", so he's probably more of a wing, but he's listed as a guard.
These guys are guards these days. They can handle. And that's the thing about moving to the next level.
He's just super young, so maybe you've got something. Honestly, his frame's kind of like Ace Bailey.
A lot of these guys that, like, when you're 6 feet and less and you're a guard in college, get to the pros. That's guys 6'6", 6'7", that play guard.
Oh, yeah.
And they got handles like you. And when you were able to get that little extra room to shoot over the guy that's 6 feet in college, that guy that's 6'6", 6'7", you got to be quick as hell to pass by him. Like, Chris Paul? Chris Paul was unbelievable. He'll leave you where you were standing. So that a man from Florida, damn good player. We're going to see if he could transfer that to the next level because that's where you're going to figure out.
Shooting usually transfers.
When you came back in the day, Magic was 6'8 and was a guard.
Yeah, I mean, he kind of.
And played center and played wherever he needed to play when he needed to play it.
I don't know. The draft was fun. There wasn't a ton of intrigue to it early on.
It was breaking news, though, Jay.
It was kind of just.
It was breaking news that they drafted Cooper Flagg.
In the final
one pick.
In the final four, Walter Clayton went for 34 and was 5 of 8 from 3.
Yeah.
I like Clayton. I was excited about that. But whatever. Alas. I do feel good about where the Wizards are going. This dude, Trey Johnson, is a bucket and can just get it done. He averaged 20 a game in the best. I mean, the SEC was clearly the best division, the conference rather, in basketball. I honestly don't think – I can't imagine anyone's going to call in and be like, oh, they should have taken this guy. Because I had kind of some questions about. I don't think he could shoot. And after that, it seemed like unless you were going to really roll the dice and take the dude Malawach, I don't think there was another guy to consider.
I'm with that.
I think Johnson was kind of the end of that tier. I think Flagg separated himself, and then Harper separated himself, and then there were like another four dudes, and the Wiz were in a advantageous situation to get the fourth one, yeah. Not having to do anything. I mean, Trey Johnson could be, you know, he has a 38-inch vertical.
Hey, man.
Yes. His athletic testing at the combine was actually better than Bailey's.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Bailey's a little bit bigger, but I think Trey's still 6'6", right?
About that.
And Bailey was a little shorter than they said at the combine. People expected him to be like 6'10", and he was more like 6'8", with shoes off.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited, man. They need someone that can create their own shot and generate offense, and I think that's what Trey Johnson is. Now, if he's that right away,
we'll see.
They got years on their side because this – rebuild's going to go till 2030, apparently. What happens first? A new RFK Stadium or the Wizards are done rebuilding?
Ooh. You got to really think about that. You got to really think about that.
I don't know, man.
Which one you think happened first, Jeff? You don't know.
RFK. I just hate I didn't want to say it.
Yo, I got – you know what? I will confirm if I should credit somebody with something or not. But I have a great debate question for us a little later in the program. A great debate question. Mm-hmm. For right now, though, getting everything lined up for the day, our guy C-Mill, Chris Miller from Monumental Sports Network, is going to join us at noon, talk about what he thinks
C-Mill.
The NBA draft. And remember, the NBA is trying to make this a two-night thing now. The second round is tonight.
Nobody watching that.
I'm not sure people, like, it's all international, dude. Like, maybe people will watch it. I can't say I'm going to lock in for round two. Jeff, you locking in for round two?
I'm only locking in for a Wizards pick. I'm going to see what pick they have, and then I'm going to look. Because I think they traded one with the Pelicans, so when they pick.
Well, I think.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
The Jazz. Yeah.
The trade down last night.
So crazy.
Going from 18 to 21 got him more seconds, but I don't know if it's more seconds in this draft or later drafts. So the Wiz tonight picked 10th. Which is 40th, and that might be it as it currently stands.
So the Wiz pick, their pick is going to be traded. I was
I saw this on ESPN last night. Their pick is going to be traded to the Pelicans, whoever they draft there. But then the Utah Jazz have a pick, and whoever they draft, that's going to be traded to the Wizards.
Okay. A couple locals got drafted last night. Derek Queen from Maryland was drafted 13th.
Where did Queen go?
Eventually, it's going to be New Orleans. This process is so stupid. So I guess the NBA league year doesn't open till next week. So nothing can
Why do they have their draft before the league year?
It's stupid. The Hawks drafted Queen, but he's going to be traded to the Pelicans next week. I got a question for you, B. Mm-hmm. Derek Queen, a little bit of a bigger body, maybe not the most sculpted. Big Easy's a tough. Easy got to Zion,
but tough. I think he was more. He's more dedicated than Zion was. Zion already had that issue.
Yeah,
you know, going there. And they talked a little bit about he could be a little lazy.
Well, and
can't be lazy and eating gumbo.
Well, and DQ's.
And jambalaya.
DQ's game isn't necessitated on.
Dan Quinn played basketball?
One of many. Queen's game is not necessitated on extreme athleticism like Zion's
was. He got
was.
Skill.
Like, he's a skilled ball hammer.
He got that old man
hammer.
Game, too. He slows it down on you.
I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And then Thomas Sorber from the Hoyas was drafted 15th overall. Now, I believe he's going to the Thunder. Miami and the Clippers are also involved, but I believe Sorber is going to the Thunder. So good to see a couple local guys get picked last night as well. Going to be a busy, busy day reacting to the draft, reacting to the incessant commercials during Wizards picks last night. I don't like to get into ESPN bashing. I think by and large, they do a great job. That coverage last night was brutal. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Finley. Two players in the first round of the NBA draft. Trey Johnson at the number 6 overall pick. And then a little later on, I thought they took Walter Clayton, then they traded him to take Will Riley. I can tell you the good news. Very easy names to say. Johnson, Riley.
Yeah. You didn't want no international players?
Doug, we had Bees called in with his picks yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And he couldn't name the dude he picked on, but he just kept calling him the French kid. Joan Behringer. I'm sure I'm not saying that right. But my man Kevin is in Lanham, wants to talk Wizards pick. Kev, what'd you think of last night, man?
JP, B-Mitch, thank you for taking my call. JP, I'm on your side, man. Everything was awesome when I saw Trey Johnson get picked. But then when I saw Walter Clayton put on the Wizards hat, I was even more, like we say, psyched when I saw that happen, because Walter Johnson is a scorer, and what we need scorers. And Walter Clayton Jr.,
Walter Johnson was a pitcher.
Exactly. He reminds me of a Jalen Brunson where he can create space. He, like y'all said, he averaged 35 points in the Final Four. Why would you get rid of somebody like that for Riley? Riley's more to me like a project, just like how they said Alex Saar is a project. But the one thing about the draft night that really was cool, in the beginning of the draft, somebody yelled out, "The lotto is rigged," when Silver came on stage, because Dallas got the number one pick. So, but that was my take on it. I like the draft except for losing Walter Clayton.
Yeah, what'd you think of the coverage?
The coverage was like what they call it, a lo-fi. It was like blah. Like newbie people. Like, yeah, it was, yeah. I was like, what's going on, NBA? I mean, they're wondering why the ratings are down. There's nothing really exciting about it. They were like screwing that up.
Yeah. Well, dude, there was also like, the draft I watched the most, the NFL, obviously, right? And when a guy gets selected, it's all about what he does for that team kind of right away. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, eventually they interview the kid and the emotions of it. But the coverage is based on like, all right, this guy helps the Buccaneers away as their off-ball linebacker.
Uh-huh.
This was all about like the interview and the emotional side of it. There was not a lot of like analysis.
Well, they tried to bring more to it, but I think ultimately what's happening right now, ESPN is in a position of trying to put their analysts out there, because this was
and
all these other people that, you know, when Charles and Kenny and them spoke about anything, you knew it. Now they're trying to push their people out. And to be totally honest with you, half of them nobody really knows. Colin Cowherd, come on. Nobody would have done that with the way that they did stuff before. Kendrick Perkins is one of your top analysts. That just says all I need to know right there.
That's tough. Monica's a friend of the program. We love Monica. I thought she was great, but like it was just.
I think Kendrick.
Stephen A.
Kendrick gives you some good stuff, man. But then Kendrick like get a little too emotional with it sometimes. You know, like that's a whole fun time. And he brings some realness to it. But I think at that moment it's not for all that.
Derek from the chat is on the line. Derek, what'd you think about the draft?
B-Med Bentley, what's going on, fellas? Good morning.
What's happening, man?
I was not happy with our selections, gentlemen. I'm not happy. I know that Trey Johnson is a good player. I also know that the Illinois kid is a good player. What I'm not happy about is that they're not good players for us. You know, we have about eight guards.
Premature there, right?
We have, but this is the thing, JP. It's premature because of our history as the Wizards and player development. Never been good.
Same people aren't here, though. You got to realize there's a whole new staff here right now.
Okay.
You got to at least give them that chance. Just like we get to give the Commanders a chance, we got to give them a chance.
B. Mitch, it's been 30 years of this. We switched out front office. We switched out coaches.
Finally, they finally brought some people in. You saw the team that just won an NBA championship. This group has something to do with that.
Which group? The group that we have now?
That we have now, yes.
This is, guys, okay, fine. But that group was able to acquire the players and grow the players. We've never done that here. I can't buy into that. I can't buy into what they did with what they done with the Pacers. It's worked for them. We brought in
the Thunder.
Okay, the Thunder. We brought in a guy that was working with the Nuggets a couple years ago. We brought him in. And what? We thought we was going to be the Denver Nuggets. We wasn't that. It went downhill. We need to stop chasing what other people do and just establish who we are.
And I think that's what they're trying to do. That's what they're doing. That's why they had never completely torn this thing down until now. They have done the first time when they rolled in just a year or two ago, they rolled in and they completely did something they had never done. And that, like, listen, I know it's not cool because you don't want to see team losing, but we never done that before. They kept thinking that we were competing when we were nowhere close to competing. Right now, they knew they had to tear it down to build back up. So I'm willing to give them a chance.
I don't mind us losing if we got a direction, but I'm not seeing the direction is kind of where I'm going with it. It's like we've got the eight. We went and got C.J. McCollum. We got Chris Middleton. All right, we might move these guys to get other players hypothetically, but be honest, like Middleton and McCollum's value on the market isn't that great. I think we missed a shot here. I think we should have went after Derek Queen or Malawak. We should have went after a big man in this draft.
So
there's plenty of guards.
You think? Are you mad? You would have taken Malawak or Derek Queen at six?
I personally, I've been on Derek Queen at six. Yes, I would have taken Derek Queen
now,
at six.
Now, Malawak went 10, so it wasn't that not far.
I would have traded that 18 and one of those vets to move up to get Derek Queen and Malawak. I would have done something so that we could have got both those big men.
Derek, you know
draft.
We appreciate you. Jeff wants to yell at you, though. Jeff, please, the floor
all
is
right,
yours.
All right, Jeff, come on. Bring
now,
it, Jeff.
I was just saying, I can't agree with you on that as far as building the talent with this regime because towards the end of the season when they started to let the younger guys play, we had to force ourselves to lose games. They were starting to build some type of chemistry. It's not going to – I know it's been 30 years. It's been 30 years with the Commanders too, but when you get the right people there and you're seeing some progress, you got to give them a chance. I think they did the right thing because we have people that can shoot the ball, but I think Trey Johnson, the ratchet he's riding with
– you need – some scoring.
You need scores, and you need
Derek
depth.
Derek Queen could score. Derek Queen was – no, he's unguardable.
But it's a different kind of game, though, dude.
He was unguardable.
You recognize that they're different players, right? I like Queen a lot, and I think landing in the right spot will be really good for DQ. I don't know. I think he needs to go where, like – I think Derek Queen, given an opportunity to even be like a sixth man, and he comes in and is just something different and could give you buckets off the bench – after an offense looks like X and then DQ comes in and it looks like Y, I think that's a great spot for him. And then he can grow into what else he can become. Because right now, Derek Queen is a defensive liability in the post.
He's a project.
Who does he
He's
guard?
A project.
So I think I want the best for Derek Queen, and I think he landed in a great spot. Derek, I appreciate the call, man. Really
appreciate
do.
You, brother.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
All right. Take care, dude. I recognize the front. Like, I am a lifelong Wizards Bullets fan. My favorite team this team's ever had in my lifetime lost in three games in the first round of the playoffs. I enjoyed the Gill teams, but they always had LeBron in their way. At least these dudes have a long-term vision, and whether it is the players on the roster right now are going to get them to the finish line, or we're just going to get as many good players as we can and then eventually have to package some stuff to make a move to get a free agent. Whatever it is, I'm riding with Dawkins. I've said my piece that I was really excited about Walter Clayton, but, I mean, today's the day. We're just picking random clips from the internet. According to CBS Sports, Colin Ward Henninger calls the Wizards pick at number 21, Will Riley, the steal of the draft. According to this dude, he says, I legitimately think he is a top 10 talent. His range is unlimited, and he shoots it with confidence, while he's also shown flashes of some advanced playmaking. He has a mid-range game and the basketball IQ that makes him a smart cutter and connective passer. In 5 years, we could be wondering how he dropped so far. Phrases I love, unlimited range, basketball IQ, smart cutter. I love players that still understand to try to get open without the basketball. The NBA has become such an on-ball dependent league, and people just run these like high screen and rolls. Like if you can get open, that's what I like so much about Knipple, is like his movement without the ball and in an effort to get others open. You know what I'm saying? So you know what just happened, Jeff? I just talked myself into Will Riley. That was easy. I'm all in, baby. Let's go.
I'm with you. J-Dogs forever.
Exactly.
Y'all for crazy, too.
Hey, I'm supporting him till he give me a reason not to.
Or they trade him away.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to support the other guy. But for right now, baby, we're all in.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
So one of the most fun parts of the NBA draft is watching the coverage. So B-Mitch, watch this. This is my man Yang Hansen, who was projected to be a second rounder, and then the Blazers drafted him 16th overall, I believe.
He was dressed for the occasion,
though. He's like way up in the stands.
This kind of seemed like this was a setup, dog. Dude got on a white suit.
And they did have a camera there.
Ain't nobody wearing a white suit and dressed up if that wasn't playing.
Kind of dressed like Colonel Sanders.
Yeah.
Also, how many – Yang Hansen just seems Why like would a camera quite a sitting, dichotomy of two
he
names.
He wasn't invited and a camera sitting there just shining on him.
Maybe he was, dog. I don't know. But
– They said drafted from the bleachers is crazy.
But what I enjoyed was I like following the draft on social media because – watching people live react was hysterical. And we all know Drab T-Shirt, Matt Cahill, producer for the Junkies, is like a quasi-Pacific Northwest guy still.
Yeah.
Turn that on for
how
you.
Long I'm, Drab, an, how I'm long, an engineer. How long Drab been in radio? He didn't turn the mic on.
The producers would do it for me.
Not here, dog.
Not here, dog.
You're in the prison cell, man. This is a different world.
Relax. I was turning the stream on. Relax.
Drab texted last night.
Yeah.
Blazers just drafted a guy in the rafters in the middle of the first. I'm done.
Yeah. I was pretty upset for about 30 minutes last night. And I've seen that before where they draft a guy.
Juan Dixon came out of when the Wizards drafted Juan Dixon, I remember. But he wasn't up high. He was just like in the stands a little bit.
But this right. dude here, I'm still looking at, he's what, 7 feet look like?
He's 7'1", 7'2", somewhere in there.
And a camera shining on him. All right, why is that camera up there?
So they knew some WWE stuff.
They get tipped off once the, you know, just like the NFL, when the pick comes in, they know who it is, so they're just waiting to catch up. So they probably sent the cameraman up there and said, "Hey, Yang is up there."
When they say the Trailblazers are on, you think that cameraman got up there that fast?
I don't know.
That dude was in the rafters.
They probably, I mean, he was way up there, and I've seen that before. But usually, it's like pick 52,
right?
Where they take a rushing guy, yeah. And he's like, "Oh yeah," not right. pick 16.
But B, here's what's more important is. Drab has now determined that my man Yang Hansen is the Chinese Joker, the Nikola Jokic. Is that right?
I've seen people saying the Chinese Jokic. I've seen Zach Edey comparisons. Sengun from the Rockets. They're just throwing all kinds of comps out there. I'm going to tell you, this morning, once I you know, got some sleep, I got a little bit sized.
So he tweeted this out. The Drab tweeted out a highlight tape from my man Yang Hansen.
Oh, my Lord.
And it's, I don't know, a minute long or so?
Yeah.
One of his highlights, he dribbles off his foot.
All right.
Like there's got to be better highlights.
No. That's not
you
fair.
Know, no, is, that's the play right there.
I know.
Now, he does recover it. But he dribbles off his foot.
Okay, all right. That's all his highlights from one game where he's dominating Alex Saar.
Dominating?
Yes.
That's this highlight?
Yes.
That's you follow Drab at Drab
T-shirt. And I love Alex Saar. And I'm glad he's on the Wizards. But, hey, if he can play and take Alex Saar to the hoop, I'm interested.
So the thing that he was dribbling, I'm liking that. He's 7'1". He can handle the ball.
He can handle the ball a little bit. Why not? It's pick 16. The Blazers are losers. They've been losers
last
for a
decade.
Last night
you were really mad.
Well, I was just like, yeah, typical Blazers.
You had to pick a team, dude. Are you a Wiz or a Blazer fan a Sonics fan?
No. I always hated the Sonics growing up.
You hated the Sonics
growing
up?
Yeah, I hated the Sonics growing up, but I hate the Thunder now.
I loved the Sonics growing up.
Well, they were just the Blazers rivals.
Why were you a Blazers fan?
My parents are from Portland.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, yeah.
But otherwise, it's Seahawks, Mariners.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
Okay. So are you a Blazers fan or a Wizards fan?
I love Blazers have my heart, but I like the Wizards because
I like that. You're a Blizzards fan.
And I love Blizzards. Love Derek Queen. I like the Wizards front office. I like their communication staff. They're always professional. They're really good to me over the years. So that's how I determine who I like in this city. Their PR staff.
I'll ask you off air who you don't like.
Scoring points, that should be the way you do it.
Right. That's true.
Blazers are in like super no man's land.
It's been that way for a decade. I mean, they have better history than the Wizards.
Sure.
But they're not that far off.
Right. Like, do you want to be sixth in Miss America or 10th? Like, who cares?
I guess I'll take the shot.
You're done.
On the Chinese guy that nobody knows anything about. I mean, on ABC, they were literally fumbling. We don't know anything about this guy. They're fumbling through the folder trying to find his name.
That was kind of like the coverage was last night.
Just on a super base level, Yang Hansen is an interesting name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yang Hansen.
Like, is his father from Sweden?
No, his father is I don't know where Hansen comes from, but his father looked Chinese. I saw he has his own merch. It said his name on it, Hansen Yang, but it said Handsome and Young over Hansen Yang. I think he's just, you know, he's ready for the spotlight.
Yeah.
He's kind of jacked.
He's growing up in the social media era. He's ready.
All right, here he is. Ready or not, here comes Hansen Yang.
Is it Hansen or Hansen? I'm asking because a Chinese guy with Hansen, I don't know.
Well, Hansen is funny for a Chinese guy.
Yeah, does it make a difference if it's Hansen or Hansen?
Hansen is probably more German than it is.
Hansen? You know what? I'm not going to say nothing. Let's just keep it moving.
Yeah, yeah.
Jeff about to get us all in
trouble. Yeah, let's just.
hey, talk to me off air.
Yeah.
And I got a question for everybody when we get off air.
The dude is tall and skinny.
Hey, would you rather have this intriguing guy that nobody knows anything about or Will Riley?
Will Riley, he just talked himself into love.
Oh, yeah, I just talked myself into Will Riley. In a major
I guess this is what every fan does every morning after.
This is from Greg Finberg. Via Colin Ward Henninger. You haven't heard this about Will Riley yet? It'll change your whole opinion.
All right, tell me.
Per Colin Ward Henninger.
Whoever that is.
Don't worry about that. Will Riley is the steal of the draft. He is a top 10 talent. His range is unlimited, and he shoots it with confidence, while he's also shown flashes of some advanced playmaking. He has a mid-range game and the basketball IQ that makes him a smart cutter and connective passer.
And I got something to go with that.
In 5 years, we could be wondering how he dropped so far.
The Wizards backed it up with the Steph Curry, the next Steph Curry. That's
Trey Johnson.
That's
got to be
unlimited.
Well, hell, we got two shooters with unlimited range. And he's a connective passer, Drab.
What's the analyst who said he's going to be great?
Somebody
Colin Ward Henninger.
That's the first time I've ever heard that name in my life.
First time we heard that dude, they got drafted.
Yeah, the first time I heard Yang Hansen's name was true. When he came out of the crowd last
Young night. Young Hansen.
Yeah.
Young Hansen. Young Hansom, according to, I don't know, man. The NBA draft, what'd you think of them constantly going to commercial for the Wiz picks?
I hate all... all the coverage. I hate them going to the Wizards got no preview at all, either one of their picks. They came back, I think maybe made one of them during the commercial break. Bloop right past it. I hate all the coverage. I hate the interviews, the guys that don't know anything about basketball, Stephen A. It's a nightmare.
He played basketball. He averaged 1.6 points per game.
He wants you to think he was great at basketball,
Two or three games, he probably got off the bench.
All right.
He was the Winston Salem, and he was sitting on the bench.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Good luck to Young Hanson.
Yeah. Let's go Blazers. Let's go.
You should see if you could book him on the Junks. And if they don't want him, we'll take him.
Okay.
Yeah. That'd be an electric interview. Crazy. Chris Miller is going to join us at noon to talk what the Wizards got last night. Nobody go anywhere.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.